Hey, listeners, I'm so excited to tell you about The Peepkins, a new kids and family show arriving just in time for the holidays. With stories full of adventure, lots of laughs, and lessons galore, this show is an engaging and delightful alternative for screen time. To tell you more about The Peepkins, here's the star of the show, Anna Faris.
Hi, I'm Anna Faris, and I play Hatch, an eccentric antenna-wearing peepkin who loves to get into a load of shenanigans with her best friend Noah in the quaint Midwestern town of Coopmore Ridge. It's a world free of devices like cell phones. Instead, there's radio, double features at the movie house, tall tales, all breeze, hot air balloon rides, and if we're feeling especially brave, the occasional trek through grim wood. Without further ado, please enjoy episode 1 of The Peepkins.
Hello, listeners. Be advised that this show is an immersive audio experience. It may seem like sounds are coming from the sides or behind you. This content is suitable for all ages. Q Code presents The Peepkins, starring Anna Faris, created by Stuart Jenkins and Jeremy K. Bullis.
Cloudy and windy today.
We've had such an exciting game up here.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the town of Coopmore Ridge. Population, small. I'm Jackson Stiles, and this is the Peepkins Radio Hour, brought to you by Cadmium County Cupcakes. You want cupcakes? Well, then get your buns to Cadmium County. Take Park Street. Make a left on Pine. You'll come to a fork in the road. Keep walking until you see Prince Albert's neckties on the right. From there, look up, and you'll see a Welcome to Cadmium County sign. And at that point, guess what? You're in Cadmium County. Get yourself a cupcake. You will be impressed. Oh, look. Here comes our noble hero, Noah Peepkin, ambling up Main Street with a skip in his step. Let's see what he's up to now.
Lovely day in Coopmore Ridge. This is the town where I live. The bees are humming, the flowers are, strumming. My heart is just pumping so big. I know all my friends must feel the same way. It's such a wonderful day, a spectacular day in Coopmore Ridge. This is the town where I live.
Yeah! What a morning! I sure woke up on the right side of the bed today. And you know why? Because the circus is coming to town! There's few things we Peepkins love more than diverse entertainment put on by a company of performers. Say, there goes Baron Von Torius, a greedy land baron. Hey, Baron, aren't you feeling great?
No.
Okay, let's hear from the coal miners.
This is a little town with small population. Everyone knows who he is.
It's a fantastic day in Coopmore Ridge, and this is the town where we live. Now, everyone!
The day is okay, it's fine, I guess.
I spilled some tea on my polka dot dress.
It's another day in Coopmore Ridge. What's one or two more or less?
Really, guys? What kind of attitude is that? Now, solos!
I stubbed my toe.
I lost my hat.
I ate in the park. Something was wet where I sat.
I was hoping for rain.
Wait a minute, are we still singing?
I read a comic and it was too creepy.
Oh, okay, we're still singing.
My time here is rumptious, my singing's not dunces. Life is a wonderful play.
It's a lovely day in Coopmore Ridge, and this is the town where we live.
I don't know if I got that right.
That song didn't quite get the enthusiastic response I thought it deserved. Good morning, Hatch.
Hi, Noah.
Say, why the long beak?
Didn't you read?
It's right here in the Cadmium County Chronicle.
Nope. I like to get a morning stroll in before I take in the news. Keeps my head clear.
Well, take a look, and you should prepare yourself for disappointment.
Let's see. Greedy land baron, Baron Von Torius, blocks the Ricketts and Ruckus family traveling circus from using his private grounds. The only space large enough to host the event. Asked for comment, Mr. Von Torius stated, "Because I said so." What? The circus is no longer coming to town? It's been canceled? But I've been looking forward to it all week. I just referenced it in a song.
I know. Devastating news.
So, no trapeze?
Canceled.
No acrobats?
Canceled.
What about the clowns?
They offered to send us a mime, but no one was interested. I'm sorry to be the one to break it to you, Noah, but this is not a lovely day in Coopmore Ridge after all.
I stand corrected. But, on the other hand, so the Ricketts and Ruckus family traveling circus isn't coming to town. In the grand scheme of things... No, never mind. This is terrible news.
Wait, pardon me for listening in, but did you just say the Ricketts and Ruckus family traveling circus is canceled?
Well, hopefully next year.
We have to wait an entire year? Do you know how long that is in Peepkin years? Yeah, neither do I, but this is a catastrophe.
Hatch, the gauntlet has been thrown. We must take it upon ourselves to fix this troubling state of affairs!
You don't mean...
I do.
No one's home. Especially the Baron. Go away!
Boo? Hiss? It's us, Noah and Hatch.
Then we're double not home.
Triple.
Triple! And even if we was home, we wouldn't open up.
It's about the circus.
Okay, come in.
Hey! Wipe your feet. I just mopped.
Now listen. We'll take you to the door of the Baron's library. He's inside, but once you go through, you're on your own. He's in an especially bad mood.
Yeah, even more scary than usual. Good luck.
You'll be great.
Knock, knock. Excuse me, boss. Noah and Hatch are here to see you.
The answer is no.
We haven't said anything yet.
Have you come to inquire about the circus?
Yes.
Then the answer is no. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'd like to express my feelings with music. And one, and two.
But I don't understand. What's wrong with the circus?
Nothing, really, except that it's an unpleasant tradition.
Okay. You're entitled to your opinion, Baron, but everyone in town was really looking forward to it. They're pretty disappointed.
You're just saying that to make me feel better.
No, I just want to know why you're so against having a good time.
My dear boy, good times are overrated. Someday you'll learn that all of your silly positivity is just a waste of time. Like this conversation, which I very much dislike, by the way.
Okay, then I guess we'll just...
But if you must know, her name was Rose. She was a contortionist in the circus. She didn't notice me. But I went every day while the circus was in town. She twisted her body into a pretzel, just like she twisted my heart. I ran over their last day in town, just as they were disassembling the tent. And there she was, my Rose. I thought, this is my chance. I'll tell her how I feel. But by the time I'd worked up the courage to say hello, I saw her riding off with a unicyclist out of my life. Forever. Side note, you'll be surprised how fast you can go on one wheel.
And so, you vowed never to be near a circus ever again. All because of one lost love named Rose?
That and because of all the snacks. The ground is just so sticky. I don't like it. But I'm afraid my mind is made up. If you'd like to see a circus, you'll have to find one in another quaint town.
Are there other towns?
Now, be gone, while I use this piano as an instrument to bear my soul.
Let's go back to my house, Hatch. There's gotta be some way out of this Baron-inspired funk.
There's nuts and candy by the door. Grab some on your way out. My treat. Goodbye, Rose. It's been nice.
This just in. The Ricketts and Ruckus Family Traveling Circus is not, and I repeat, not coming to town. It is a tragedy. I, too, was looking forward to it, especially the cotton candy. And now I feel a great sense of melancholy. Anywho, we'll check back in with Noah in a jiffy. But first, let's go to the ground, where reporter-at-large Frida Forkenfeather is outside Oak Ridge Grammar number 6. I'm Jackson Stiles.
Hi, Jackson. I'm standing out here on the playground of Oak Ridge Grammar number 6. And honestly, the children are out and about playing, not a care in the world, as if the lack of a circus today doesn't seem to bother them at all. Excuse me, child, can I speak to you for a moment?
Okay.
Are you here from the circus?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was understood. The circus was canceled. There is no circus today. I'd love to get your response.
Sure. My response is...
Well, Jackson, I've made a grave error and I wish I never came out here today. Back to you.
Okay, Hatch, no more radio. It's time to get to work.
Boy, Noah, sounds like those kids are really upset.
Agreed. And it looks like Baron won't budge. You know what, Hatch?
Do tell.
This town needs to be cheered up, and pronto.
Too bad it's not a holiday. Mind if I take a biscuit?
Please do. A holiday, you say?
Yeah, a holiday, like with fun activities and such. These are delicious.
Say, you may be onto something, Hatch. A holiday. Okay, idea.
No, let's hear it.
We gather as many Peepkins as we can, starting at the northernmost side of town, right outside Professor Kibble's House of Treat Nibbles. Tea?
Oh, yes, thank you.
From there, we make our way south. Cream?
Yes, please.
So that by noon, we end up by Ricky's Radio Parts and Pancakes.
Oh, I'll probably want to stop briefly to buy a new tuner for my radio and have a blueberry pancake.
It's fine. Now, I've made a list of supplies we might need in case something goes wrong. Water, flashlights, compass, sewing needles, rubber bands, a paddle for paddleball.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to wear a cape.
Good thinking, Hatch. Prepare yourself. Coopmore Ridge is about to get happy. VP, it's me, Noah.
Enter.
Hi, Noah. Hatch, what can I do for you?
We're here to create an official Coopmore Ridge holiday. And since you're on the town council, we need your town counseling.
I see. What kind of holiday?
Maybe one with a feast? I have a wonderful recipe for lentil salad.
We can have a soapbox derby. A pinball.
Watercolor painting booth.
Cliff diving.
Ooh, a modeling clay workshop.
Okay, well, sounds easy enough. I just need to find the right paperwork.
See, Hatch? Easy peasy.
You said it.
Let's see. Permits, barbecues, protests, fireworks.
I'll take that.
Ah, here we go. New official holidays. All you need to do is fill this out in triplicate with your signature on all 30 pages, return it to my office, accompanied by a witness, and I'll sign it.
That's it? Then we have a holiday?
No, that's just your application for an approval for a holiday. Then the town has to vote on it.
But the next election's not for 3 months.
Yep, and I'm up for re-election. I'm assuming I have both your votes. Take these pamphlets.
But that's no good. I want to have a celebration tonight.
Tonight? Noah, you can't have an official holiday ready to go in one night.
But everyone's so sad.
I know. This circus thing has cast a pall over the entire town. I received 16 lack of enthusiasm complaints in one day. I wish I could help you, but I just can't.
Okay, VP. I understand.
And I'm definitely not advising you to hold an unofficial holiday celebration tonight, which isn't a thing, and you were never here.
Really? Oh, VP, this is amazing. Terrible news. Let's go, Hatch. We have no plans to make.
Exactly. But We do have plans to make.
Go, 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 go. I'll explain.
Hello, dear listeners. Jackson Styles here. Welcome back to the Peepkins Radio Hour. The last time we looked in on our noble hero, Noah Peepkin.
Yes?
Hello, Mr. Styles, sir?
Who is it?
It's me, Noah. I was wondering if I could say a few words on the radio, if you don't mind, that is.
Oh, I see. Honestly, it's a little odd having the hero of today's episode also commenting on said episode. On the other hand, I am the kind of radio personality who's willing to take a risk in order to move a story forward. That's what sets me apart. It makes me who I am.
So then...
Jackson Styles.
Hello. My name is Noah. You probably know me as... Noah. So, I have an announcement for all of you listeners out there. I couldn't help but notice this morning that everyone was feeling kind of blue on account of the Baron canceling the circus and all. I understand how you feel, but he's suffering from a circus-related broken heart, and he's free to do what he wants, even if we don't agree with his choices, like the time he built a scooter park that was closed to the public, directly over a scooter park that was open to the public, because he didn't like the noise. Or when he hired a hot air balloon on his birthday to block out the sun.
That was tough.
My point is, sometimes we act out because we feel sad, but I believe we can get through this. What does a circus have that we don't have? Aside from a tightrope, fire-eating, sword-swallowing, the strong Peepkin.
Stilt walking.
This is Coopmore Ridge. We make our own fun. So in that spirit, I declare today a holiday. Coopmore Ridge Day. Which is maybe not the most creative name for a holiday. We can debate that later. But anyway, this evening, at 5 o'clock, let's all gather in front of City Hall, and I'll even have a surprise.
And with that, dear listeners, Noah dashed out of the sound booth and started preparing for the,
holiday.
Holiday. That's right. You know what? Why don't we just go to a commercial?
Noah!
Hi, Hatch.
Okay, this is gonna be so fun. I've got an above-ground pool set up, just needs water. I had a volunteer to blow up the bouncy house, but she fainted. And Marvin, the living cannonball, cannonballed himself into the neighboring town. But at least you got everyone here, right? Are you okay, Noah?
Yeah, it's just, maybe the Baron has a point. Maybe my insight and optimism aren't always welcome.
Oh, come on, Noah. That's never stopped you before.
Noah!
VP, what are you doing here?
Well, your heart's in the right place, so I applied for a Hearts in the Right Place license.
Noah's feeling a little nervous.
What? Nonsense. I'll give you a nice introduction, and it'll give me a chance to press the feathers. Hi, everybody. Vera Purdy here. You probably know me as VP. I represent District Zone 4, which stretches all the way from Burberry Street to Jenny's House of Doodle Noodles. Anyway, Noah wants to say a few words, and I encourage you to stay, but if you can, I'm running to keep my seat on the council. I have a table set up across the street with lemonade and stickers. Feel free to stop by on your way home. They're all yours, Noah.
Did she say lemonade? Thanks.
Hey, what's this all about anyway?
Yeah, it's getting late. I got a circus not to go to. Thanks. I was waiting to say that all day.
Yes, I know. The truth is, Hatch and I had some activities planned for today, and they didn't exactly work out. But still, that's not what this is about, anyway. I don't think we need Marvin the Cannonball or the Ricketts and Ruckus Traveling Family Circus to feel good about ourselves.
Sure would help.
Well, yeah, a little boost.
Sure. Or... maybe we just need each other. The company of our fellow townsfolk. And that's enough.
Nah, not loving it.
Wait, hold on, everyone. Hold on. You came all the way out here. At least let Noah finish what he has to say. and then go home.
Thanks, Hatch. I guess what I'm trying to say is, why don't we celebrate us as a town? One Peepkin leaning on another, supporting each other when we're feeling down. That's the holiday. But if that's not good enough and you want to go home, I understand. No, wait! Come back! I was bluffing!
It's okay, Noah. You know what they say about the best laid plans? Because I don't, and I've always been curious.
I almost forgot. Everyone, I did promise a surprise. Maybe this will help in some small way. I call it a togetherness quilt. I finished it the other day, and I thought it would be nice to share tonight. Each square represents a part of Coopmore Ridge. That's the Opera House. And here's Lake Valet. And there's the Bergman coal mine. Oh, and look, Hatch, there's Pluto.
Oh, that's really nice, Noah.
Stop!
It's the Baron.
What kind of circus is this non-circus circus?
Hi, Baron. Just in time. There's even a square for you. A rose.
A rose? For me?
A new rose.
Look at that. I mean, it's a climbing rose. I would have preferred a polyantha, and the background can use some work, but yes, it'll do.
And everyone can add a square, year after year, like a real holiday to remind us that despite our differences, we're a community. And if you're feeling down and you need someone to pick you up, why, just look to the Peepkin next to you.
Huh. Isn't that something? Excuse me, I say, excuse me. Say, townsfolk, I'm a newspaper photographer, and I'd like to get a group photograph of everyone standing behind that quilt.
That's a terrific idea.
Top drawer. Okay, everyone come together as tight as you can. There you go, chums. One, two, three.
Happy Coopmore Ridge Day. No, still don't like it.
Ooh, how about Coop Day?
Cooperation E.
And so, our hero Noah did something good today. And one tiny act of kindness can live on for an eternity. Let's hear it for Coop Day. Cooptons. Coopmas. Coopka. Ridgetown Holiday. Andrew Ridgely. No.
Okay, everyone. Just like we rehearsed. And a one. And a two. Goodbye, Rose. It's been nice. Thanks for staying. It's been nice. Thanks for staying. Goodbye, Rose. You've been polite. You've been gentle and friendly. My home is your home. Come again. Goodbye, Rose. It's been nice. The days are long, the sun is high, and the moon up in the sky calls for Rose, won't you please come along? I'll have a bottle of wine, these old floors will shine. Drop your cares and illusions to time. Follow the breeze and the movement of the trees. Make your way to my arms open wide. And when you're gone, I'll remember your picture, your pose. I'll tell my friends her name was Rose.
The Peepkin stars Anna Faris as Commander Hatch, with Malik Pancholi as Noah Peepkin, Dietrich Bader as Baron Vontorius, Adrian Pastar as Jackson Stiles, Lynette Dupree as Bunny Bonnet, James Wellington as Ratman Isaiah, Poonam Patel as Vera Purdy, Mara Schuster-Lefkowitz as Gilly Boo, Knox Collier as Dilly Hiss, Sharon Eisman as Frida Forkenfeather. Additional performances by Stuart Jenkins, Alex Bedria, Reggie Delion, Leif Ganbert, Eileen Galindo, Zeke Alton, Donna Allen, Zoe Miyoshi, Innocent Ika Kitie, Daniel Lynch, Django Marsh, Miranda Parkin, Heather Donovan, Tom Freund. Created and written by Stuart Jenkins and Jeremy K. Bullis, based on the artwork of Jeremy K. Bullis, directed by Jeff Swampy Marsh. Executive produced by Anna Ferris, Michael Barrett, Stuart Jenkins, Jeremy K. Bullis, Rob Herding, Dave Henning, Sandra Yiling, and Michelle Zarati. Co-executive producer, Alexa Gabrielle Ramirez. Produced by Jack Friedman. Post services provided by Surfing Giant. Executives for Surfing Giant, Ashley Culp, Michael Hodges, and Kayla Morrison. Original songs, Coopmore Ridge and Goodbye Rose, written by Stuart Jenkins. Original score and composition by Darren Johnson and Brian Kesley. Music editor, David Tadashore. Recording engineers, Sammy Izaza and Victor Karam. Audio engineering by Ryan Welsh and David Tadashore. Additional engineering by Gian Wright. Dialogue editing by Sammy Izaza and Victor Karam. Supervising editor, Neely Oftering. Sound design by Victor Karam and Sammy Izaza. Mixed by Sarah Ma. Supervising mixer, Ben Milchev. Casting by Andrea Bunker. Assistant director, Harry Katz. Script supervisor, Sam Beasley. Additional script supervisor, Beth Ann Morgan. Production coordinators, Tom Breck and Connor Gian Lorenzo Leach. Head production assistant, Nathan Yan. Production assistant, Alex Buda. Post coordinator, Emma Jacobson. Production legal, Christina Bulbrick and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting, Pin Chung Liu. Set teacher, Celeste Armstrong. Recording services by Sleeping Giant Studios, Santa Monica, California. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. The Peepkins is a Q-Code and Next 5 Miles production. Sound recording copyright 2022 by Q-Code Media.
Tap the link in the show notes to follow the Peepkins wherever you're listening now.
You there, what are you looking at? I'm grieving here. Can't you see that? I sang a whole song. Turn away, please. Give me some privacy. Better than that, thank you. Turn away. I'm still crying.
Hey, this is Eric Malinsky, host of the podcast Imaginary Worlds. Each episode, I explore different sci-fi fantasy genres, talking with filmmakers, novelists, game designers, cosplayers, comic book artists, and anyone who works in the field of make-believe. I also look at the fan experience, asking, why do we suspend our disbelief? You can subscribe to Imaginary Worlds wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you a Marvel fan?
Matt, you know I am.
Jeff, I was asking the listener.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought it seemed like a weird question because, you know, we've been doing a Marvel podcast together for 9 years now.
No, I was trying to grab the attention of all the Marvel fans out there for this ad.
Oh.
I thought it was weird, too. You should definitely warn us.
Good note, Ashley. Well, if you like Marvel movies and TV as much as we do, join us for the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast.
He did it again.